I said I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of 5 great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This pattern I call endless summer continues for the next several days here in a part of the country I call the desert southeast now. Rain chances will be rather remote for the next few days. Low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies, down to about 71. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, with high temperatures in the upper 90s each day, I think each day record high temperatures will either be tied or broken. An incredible string of records through the end of the month and as we begin the month of October, and rain chances just about nil. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long beating you over the head in their media telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Well, you do have to be asleep to believe it, but guess what?
Break your butt up!
That's what we're here to do. Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 of MWACB, the Thursday Mishpuka. Rosie's here, and so is the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Lake Ontario.
And here they are.
Oh, Jeff.
Please clap.
We start with...
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. And it's the name game that we're playing. And in the 3 o'clock hour, Arlene Hitson, you have till 4 to call us back at 396-5477 to make yourself eligible to win that amazing 65-inch smart TV. Arlene Hitson, H-I-T-S-O-N, you are this hour's name. 396-5477 is the number to call. At 8 minutes after 3 o'clock, I'm... feeling every bit of my age today. Yesterday, we had, a lot of energy expended over this latest stuff. Whistleblowers and all this, impeachment. She's handling impeachment like she did Obamacare. Well, we have to pass the impeachment before we find out what we're going to charge them with. Because that's kind of where they're at. They got nothing. But they just don't stop. They just don't stop. And what's really frightening about this group of maniacs is there's all kinds of polling data out there that shows that the American people, by a wide margin, are not down with what they're doing.
Not at all.
They're tired of it. 2 years of Russia, 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 and the real Russian colluder... Fat ass Hillary Clinton, pardon my French. Nothing. Where's William Barr? Where's anybody? Come on. And there's a ton of evidence there for that. And then what was the last? It's a different thing every week. They're just like children who don't have a binky to suck on. Mm-hmm. And whining, complaining, and tearing their hair out. In the meantime, you may not have noticed this, but did you hear about Iran? They're willing to cut a new deal with the U.S. because the sanctions are hurting them. And,
you mean Trump was right again?
He was right again.
Imagine that.
And China, check this out. China, who is also hurting big time from the tariffs, China needs oil. And there is $1 billion worth of oil in a tanker off the coast of China that China will not permit to dock at one of their ports to unload because they don't want to piss off Trump. Is the media covering this? Is the media praising him for being a mastermind?
Of course not.
At playing the world chess game? And Iran, instead of whining over the fact that he tore up that ridiculous... there again. We send $150 billion of cash in a plane with no authorization that I recall to a country that hates us and our way of life, and nobody says a word. That's because he was our special president.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
We know that now. Well, we knew it then, too. Mm-hmm. We did. So, Iran being brought to its knees, and what they fear there is a revolution that would throw out these barbaric, what's the word I'm looking for? Old world, 5th century, whatever it is, leaders in Iran, and actually return the country to what it was in the 70s, which was a rapidly westernizing democracy of sorts. Mm-hmm. That's not to say that Shava Ram was a great guy, but he was a hell of a lot better than what they're stuck with now.
You better believe it.
And if you take a moment and Google photos of Iranians in the 70s, they're wearing bell-bottoms and flower print shirts and embracing Western culture, and that's just not the way Allah wants it over there.
No.
So, it's, you know, he just, the difference between Trump, and he's really made the last four presidents look like idiots, because they were all losers. When you think about it, they were all losers.
Well, they didn't do anything for America. Everything they did was for their New World Order, this big globalist mindset.
Yeah.
Whereas Trump is for America and Americans.
Trump has had an amazing impact in other countries who are now saying, no, we don't want open borders. We want to preserve our culture. Who see, you know, they use the word nationalism like it's a racist or some other horrible term. What's wrong with loving the country you're in?
Absolutely nothing. When you consider that a strong America, the America that you and I believe in, the America that we all grew up in, that America, a strong America, is the best thing in the world. Literally.
There's no doubt about it.
And they're destroying it.
And why? What, I've asked this question 1,000 times.
Control.
What kind of country do they want to live in? Do you want the government up your butt from the minute you wake up? You want permission from the government to see a doctor or when you get a toothache? Do you want permission from the government on what kind of car you want to buy? Or if you're allowed to drive at all because, you know, you're, oh, we got to.
But now, using those fossil fuels, Craig, can't have that.
And they never give up. They're wrong about everything and they never quit. It's just the most amazing phenomenon I've ever seen in my
life. It's sheer insanity is what it is.
Yes. Yes. So, they're really rolling the dice with this garbage, this Ukrainian crapola, and I think it's going to hurt them, because even people that aren't prone to liking Trump or his personality, at some point are going to say, you know, wow, gas prices are good, we're bringing more money home, business is good, the personal income, the median income in this country is up substantially in just 3 years, more than it was the last eight. And they're going to say, wait a minute here. There's this, you know, I may not like him, but there's something patently unfair going on.
Exactly. I never liked him. I never watched him on anything.
Neither did I.
Particularly didn't care for him. But when he went up against Hillary, lesser of the evils, and I've been pleasantly surprised by him.
Well, he won because he spoke truth.
Exactly.
And he didn't remind us of every other politician. And you know who makes me ill? Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is...
sellout.
He's a puke. You're right. You know, think about it. If we had elected him in 2012, probably would have had a better economy and things would have been a little bit... You know, I think we would have been in better shape. But he's no different than anybody else.
I agree.
And he is hell-bent for leather on being an obstacle to this president.
Bank capital that's laundering a lot of drug money.
And that's because Mitt was incapable of doing the one thing that that Donald Trump is very capable of, and that's punching back.
Yes, he needed to grow a set. He might have had a chance.
And the Democrats, they know how to do that. They're just not used to having a Republican that does that. And they're so outraged by this. Because they're used to capitulators.
Uh-huh.
And let's bend over and reach across the aisle and get along and all that crap. So I hope he lives another 20 years and gets to serve a second term. And the benefits of his presidency will be so entrenched that no socialist will have a prayer. You look at the polling. The only one that looks like they have a chance to get the Democratic nomination right now is Pocahontas. He will destroy her.
Uh-huh.
And once people have heard her voice day after day after day, that whiny pleading, let's put it this way. I think everybody will catch my drift from this. She could make a telephone pole go limp with that voice of hers. Honest to God. Is she married? Her husband must be deaf. Or wears earmuffs. I could not listen. I mean, you know, the prospect of 4 years of the cackling cankle monster was bad enough, but Elizabeth Warren has actually got a more grating, annoying voice than Hillary does. And she's out there with free this and free that. And sadly, she'd have no chance, but we've allowed several generations to be indoctrinated into these socialist schemes and the greater good and
how evil capitalism is.
Well, that's another obstacle they got, because I saw a poll today. This is credible polling. I got it from David Blackman, that 59% of Americans have a dim view of socialism, a very negative view of socialism. Thank God.
Should be a lot more than that.
Well, yes.
But we're happy for it, yeah.
And
that's encouraging.
The president's fundraising has blown through the roof. People are responding to this. See, you know, they put on hoods and masks and grab themselves a bunch of sticks.
Sticks!
And go out and clobber people over the heads to express themselves. We go to work, we do our jobs, we raise our families, and then we go to the polls and vote, and we donate money to the campaign rather mm-hmm. than, you know, beat somebody bloody so they'll agree with us. That strategy, that's not going to work either. So, yeah, there's a few pockets of the country that are absolutely insane, starting with Pelosi, who clearly is not the Speaker of the House.
She's delusional.
The squad has bullied this old lady into, you better get out there and demand. And even, I saw something today where even when the squad was confronted with, most people don't think this is a good idea. They said, we don't care. Because once you're on that bandwagon, that you got the blinders on, you don't care. They would rather lose than give up what they are going with now.
Mm-hmm.
Hate-filled people. They're just driven by, they're losers. And the only way that they can bring themselves up is to bring everybody else down to their level. And we just can't let that happen.
No.
All right, that's all I got. I'm done. I will be turning the show over to Terry and Rosie till 6 o'clock. Really, thanks to everybody that came to Bob Howard's last night. It was great.
It was packed.
When I woke up this morning at 2:20, I felt like I had played full contact football last night. I just was...
You got loved on a lot last night.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
And so I've been kind of dragging my butt all day, and then we had a nice birthday luncheon for the boss. So there was that, and this is the one day of the year I get to call him the old man because he's a day older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting there today talking about going back, you know, like all these years and all that we've seen together. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. 3:20 is the time. Jack Ingram is the place to get yourself a signature pre-owned vehicle that will deliver reliable driving miles. They're just not interested in reselling somebody else's troubles there. So whatever price category you're shopping in, whatever type of vehicle you're looking at, whatever is displayed on their website at jackingram.com is a car that's been thoroughly vetted. And there's one that keeps jumping out at me here. It's a 2011 Volkswagen Jetta, which I think is a great car for a new driver.
They are great cars.
That one there looks like it just rolled off the assembly line, and it's only got 54,000 miles on it, and it's 8 years old. So that's about 6,000 miles a year on average. That's this one here.
Yeah, and this got the five-cylinder in it, too. That's nice.
Why did it do that?
I don't know.
I was going to click on the picture. But anyway, there's dozens of photos available on all the vehicles, again, in whatever category. Great people to deal with. It's the most unused car shopping experience you will ever have with Tip Tames and the team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, and, of course, as I mentioned, jackingram.com. 321.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear, the Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery, 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Maintaining your lawn the right way this fall starts with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the grass seed and fertilizer perfect for your growing area, and the know-how to help you do it right, and at great savings, like up to $15 off select Scott's grass seed, and save $5 on a 12.5-pound bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food, now $14.97. For all your fall projects, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid through 10-2. Selection and availability vary by location, U.S. only.
Cooler weather is around the corner, and at AutoZone, we've got more ways for you to get what you need to be ready for those fall drives. With our free same-day store pickup, you can grab what you need today and finish the job right. And with our free next-day delivery, you can get it delivered to your front door tomorrow and do the job in no time. In need of new wipers? Right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two Rain-X Quantum Wiper Blades. Free next-day delivery on eligible orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking for a job? Now, Amazon Alexa can help you apply for a job at some of the biggest companies in America.
Hey, Alexa, I want to apply for a job.
I can't understand what you're saying. Please repeat.
Crap.
Got it. Submitting your application to be an Uber driver.
No, Alexa. I want a job with more prestige.
Sure, how about popular?
I already do that. Alexa, find me a customer service job where no customers will even bother me.
Applying for a position at Sears.
No! Ugh, this is so annoying!
Searching for jobs in telemarketing.
What a piece of monkey-sucking garbage!
Looking up lawyers.
Enough! You know what, Alexa? I don't want to work anywhere.
Searching for jobs in radio.
Yeah, it's funny. With all due respect to our lawyer pals, Jake Quellen and Dana and Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, and Chad came last night.
That was fun.
It's funny because we have a number of signature callers, and when they show up at one of our events, is that him over there? He doesn't look like he sounds. That was meant in a good way, by the way, I think. The name in the name game this hour is Arlene Hitson. Arlene, if you're listening, call 396-5477. So you have your shot at winning a 65-inch Sony Smart TV. I was going to play a clip from Dick Morris called No Cause for Impeachment, but it won't work. Yeah. I have finally gone to the authorities here, upper-level Mangelman, said, need a computer that can play things on the air. Because there's so much stuff every day that I check out, and I can't find it in a format that will allow me to play it on the air. And it makes me crazy. I don't have need any help in doing that. Now, sometimes when you think ahead, for those of us who like the results, and that's really what it's all about, like the results that Trump has delivered to this country in spite of nonstop obstacles, including some real, gotta watch my language here, dipsticks in his own party, like Ben Sasse and Mitt Romney and the rest of these weak-kneed, butt-licking rhinos. Jim Jordan comes to mind as somebody that has that.
I like him.
Scuffing that cloth. Mm-hmm. And I got a clip here. And somebody I truly despise. I mean, I really don't like any Democrats, but there are some that I especially despise. Mm-hmm. And Jerry Nadler is one of those.
He's just
a piece of crap.
He's a piece of fecal matter, yes.
Yes, he is. So Jim Jordan had a chat with him, and why don't we listen to this?
Yeah. Okay.
The gentleman from Ohio, Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At a memorial event for David Hamburg, Speaker Pelosi and I had a chance to discuss impeachment. Mr. Dean, who wrote that?
I did.
1 month ago, May 11th, 2019. Haven't we been too long in not giving Trump a meaningful moniker? Should it be Deranged Don, Deadbeat Don, Demagogue Don? Thoughts, please, comments. Mr. Dean, who wrote that?
I assume that was mine.
It was yours. 19 days ago, May 22nd, 2019, there was this. We are witnessing Trump's massive cover-up of his criminal behavior as POTUS. He's incapable of accomplishing anything. Mr. Dean, you know who wrote that?
I suspect that was me again.
It was you.
What
I want
loser.
To focus on that last sentence. As POTUS, as President of the United States, he, Donald Trump, is incapable of accomplishing anything. When you made that statement, Mr. Dean, what did you have in mind? You thinking about the 3.2% economic growth rate we had the last quarter? Thinking about the fact we got the lowest unemployment in 50 years? How about the fact the hostages are back from North Korea? Maybe you were thinking about this. When you said the President of the United States was incapable of doing anything, were you thinking about the fact that the embassy is now in Jerusalem? I mean, I think about this one. Every single candidate for as many cycles as I can remember, Republican and Democrat, have promised the American people, you elect me, we're going to move the embassy to Jerusalem. And guess what? They get elected and they come up with a million reasons why they can't do what they said they were going to do. But this president didn't. The embassy is now in Jerusalem. So I'm just wondering, what were you thinking about when you said he's incapable of accomplishing anything?
Mr. Jordan, I think that under the parliamentary rules of the House,
I think this a-hole, and let me just describe him. I really don't know much about this guy that he's speaking to in this hearing. But he's a white-haired old fart who is obviously, he's the guy that George Carlin's talking about with the owners. And he's just not used to being confronted by somebody with this level of tenacity.
I'm refraining from addressing a full answer to your question.
You weren't refrained in your tweets and your comments and the things you wrote.
My tweets are not subject to the parliamentarian.
They are subject to state of mind and the perspective you bring to this hearing, and I think the American people understand. Let me ask you this, then.
This guy's
sharp. Did you give advice to Lanny Davis or Michael Cohen prior to Mr. Cohen's testimony to Congress?
No.
Well, you said on Aaron Burnett's show the night before Mr. Cohen testified in front of the Oversight Committee that Michael Cohen should, you said you had talked to Lanny Davis, and that Michael Cohen should hold his testimony as long as possible from Republicans. You didn't say that to Mr. Davis? You said it on Aaron Burnett's show the night before Mr. Cohen testified.
I didn't say it directly to Mr. Cohen was your question.
No, it wasn't. My question was, did you give advice to Lanny Davis or Michael Cohen prior to Mr. Cohen's testimony to Congress?
Yeah, I have known Lanny Davis for almost a couple decades.
Yeah.
And we have talked about it. And
what a weasel piece of crap. Jim Jordan. There's a guy to watch.
They've tried to take Jordan out with that wrestling pedophile scandal thing. They tried to take him out with that, and it didn't work.
That's because Jim Jordan is cut from the Trump cloth, and he punches back.
Yes, he does.
Think about, the weak need. And I got to throw W into this for one incident in particular, because his body language spoke loudly. This was after Hurricane Katrina, when the media decided that the hurricane was his fault, that he steered it into New Orleans because he doesn't like black people, and shame on Kanye for that. And literally browbeat that man to walk up to that microphone on primetime TV to, apologize to the country. When, in fact, the people, one of them now in jail, Mayor Nagin, the other out of politics.
They dropped the ball.
Big time. They all should have been charged with manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find that documentary, Inside Hurricane Katrina. I think it's on YouTube.
It is.
And you'll see a conference call between the White House, Blankout, and Nagin, where they're recommending a mandatory evacuation 72 hours out.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't do it because they would have been perceived as acquiescing to a Republican president.
Politics.
Yeah, and it killed a lot of people and created ungodly amounts of suffering.
It's crazy.
But that's no different than the Democratic insanity that we're watching today, this obsession. And their end game,
control.
We all want to have the best we can, right? But I cannot relate to this thirst for power. They want power. With power comes money, and they want control over the lives of people because they think we're not capable.
Yeah, they know better.
Yeah.
That's what they think. They think they know better.
It's arrogance at a level I can't measure.
And being filled with hate, so much hate for one person.
Well, that's why they reflect it back. Oh, you're the haters. You hate Mexicans. You hate,
exactly what it is.
That's their explanation for our desire to remain sovereign. How many Americans have to die, have to get raped, have to have their lives destroyed? They won't even listen to an angel mom. They just turn their backs. They're such cold, calculating.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Everything I say today leads me to words that I can't use on the air.
I know.
That and the rosy wall is here. Rosie is my firewall.
I know. That's good. That's
meaning
a good thing.
I won't get fired if I stay on the right side of it.
Listen to the Rosie.
And believe it or not, when we come back, I want to make my point on Elizabeth Warren's voice. Because if you pull an old car up by the radio and turn up the volume, all the rust will come off. Because she's that grating. The simple solution for me to this celebration fatigue, for lack of a better term, is an IV vitamin session at Infusion.
Yes.
The menu for these IV vitamin therapies that they do is extensive. You can pretty much accomplish almost any goal you want, whether it's losing weight, more energy, if you've been keeping crazy hours, if you've been going to the cocktail circuit, whatever. They can restore the things that you've lost through reckless behavior. I'm a little over the top on that, but having one who lived a recklessly behaved life, it would have been nice if this were available at a time when, oh man, I need something to get going.
Mm-hmm.
And could have gone 20 minutes, do an IV, and walk out feeling replenished and restored. It works. One of the people that, and he keeps crazy hours too, Rich Thomas. We went and got Meyer's cocktails at Infusion a week ago Saturday. It just helps you feel better, you know, and it goes straight into your system with pills and other vitamins. I'm not saying they don't work, but you don't get nearly the direct result you do with IV vitamin therapy. Cryotherapy for aches and pains, for rejuvenation, for new energy. And ask about Iasis, which has had remarkable success, a treatment for people that have neurological conditions like ADHD, ADD. They've even worked with stroke victims, people with Parkinson's. Cool. Firsthand, we've heard the great results with that. Call them at 296-1662. Ask about the red light room and the amazing things that happen there, stimulating your skin. These are all state-of-the-art proven technologies available to you at Infusion. 296-1662. Talk to Ryan or Lori or visit infusioncryolaser.com. 3:37 already. Traffic and weather together.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and we see a busy afternoon on the roadways. No big accidents or hang-ups for you, but the boulevard is really crowded, so be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any hang-ups for you. The 31s are moving along pretty smoothly. We do see lots of traffic out on the Atlanta Highway, on Federal Drive, and on Fairview Avenue, so be careful if you're in those areas. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's time for the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale, this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on the Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale, this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Visit Jasmine Hill Gardens and stroll the beautiful tree-lined walkways where something is always in bloom and surprises await. Have fun amongst the sculptures and pause to soak up the beauty of nature. Enjoy Jasmine Hill Gardens. Leave enlightened.
We had a responsibility to shed light on these stories.
This is not the average case of a whodunit. I love how bad guys get caught using science. Y'all ready to do this? We all gonna do it together. The person whose life you save will be someone that you know.
I'm so thankful for you.
The power of 11 starts with one. One show, The Dr. Oz Show.
Weekday mornings at 9 and evenings at 10:05 on Fox 20.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Faulkner University Speech-Language Pathology Clinic is bringing medical services to families who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford them. The clinic has been open for about a year now, offering one-on-one treatment. The clinic has seen 400 patients since it opened last August, and the need is growing with a wait list of close to 300 patients. The clinic is staffed by Faulkner faculty members and students, getting valuable hands-on experience. And parole hearings will resume in November after being halted for 2 months. Charlie Graddick, director of the Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Paroles, announced today that the hearings will resume November 5th. More than 600 hearings had been postponed, scheduled for September and October, but Graddick says the delay was required because the agency had not brought notification policies into compliance with a new state law. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This pattern I call endless summer continues for the next several days here in a part of the country I call the desert southeast now. Rain chances will be rather remote for the next few days. Low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies down to about 71. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with high temperatures in the upper 90s each day. I think each day record high temperatures will either be tied or broken. An incredible string of records through the end of the month and as we begin the month of October, and rain chances just about nil. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From the producers of It comes the next scary movie of the year. At. You've never seen a preposition like this, expressing a time when an event takes place.
At 3 o'clock, at sunrise, at noon.
Expressing location or arrival in a particular place or position.
At night, at the same time, at the moment.
And meet your English teacher, Professor Pennywise. But don't end a sentence with a preposition or else.
Can you tell me where the library's at?
At. Coming soon to the Grammar Lesson Cineplex.
343 Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Hey, Blumenthal, you fake soldier, you shut up. You got no right to judge anybody. That Jim Jordan clip we played. So I get a note from listener Karen in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yay, Karen.
No response from anybody here who's a telephone call away at 272-9228.
Where are you people?
She says he is a no-holds-barred Doberman. Thanks for playing that. Gonads. Needs to go away. That means Jerry Nadler.
Yes.
He's disgusting. He is a blob. He is like, he reminds me of that. It's an old Monty Python bit where there's this fat guy.
Mr. Creosote.
Is that it?
Yes.
Who explodes because he eats one
wafer thin.
Wafer thin. It's only wafer thin.
That's right. Just one, sir.
And it was just one wafer thin too many, and he explodes at the table, which is pretty funny.
It's disgustingly hilarious.
Karen says, Biden is going to go down, I firmly believe, and that's it's not just us that believes that. The Democrats clearly understand he's a complete senile liability right now.
He is. They're going to have to throw him under the bus.
They have to.
Yes.
Which leaves us with who?
Pocahontas.
Yeah, the fake Indian.
Right.
So, this is a short clip. I'm not going to... Don't go stampeding from your radios. This is a clip from the Boston Herald. I guess Warren calling for Trump's impeachment. I'll listen to this as much as I can tolerate.
Elizabeth Warren spoke to voters here in Keene, New Hampshire today. She used the appearance as an opportunity to publicly back House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's investigation into the impeachment of President Donald Trump.
There are some things that are bigger than politics. I took an oath of office, and so did everybody in Congress. And that oath of office is to follow the Constitution of the United States of America. No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
25 seconds. That's all they can take.
The hypocrisy.
That voice. If anybody tried the experiment, if she just peel the rust off your car, let us know. Dan's on the line.
What?
Yes, a national caller.
Hey, Greg.
Hi, Dan.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great, except all this stuff is really ticking me off.
Yeah, but guess what? We're going to go out and vote a year from November. We're not going to get to beat people up in the streets. We're just going to grind our teeth, and when November rolls around, we're going to kick their ass at the poll. That's my prediction.
Well, hopefully. I saw a picture of a video of Nadler years ago when he was first elected to Congress.
Yeah.
And he bears a remarkable resemblance to Jabba the Hutt.
Yes. That's what our buddy David Blackman calls him, Jabba the Nadler.
Yeah, well, that's the most accurate description I've seen.
Yeah, he's sickening. They all are. I look at people like Eric Swalwell and wonder, how do people look at a puss like his and say, yeah, that's my dream congressman? Or some of these other crackpots that are running. Cory Bug-Eyed Booker and all the rest. They all look like lunatics.
Especially that Schiffer guy.
Who?
I think his name's Schiffer. Something like that.
Adam Schiff?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it. We had the monitor on this morning. He was on TV, and I said, oh, look, somebody exposed their on national TV because he looks like it with eyebrows. A talking... I think you know what I'm referring to. Dan, thanks for the call. We share your anger. Here is David.
Yeah, some things are bigger than politics, like Jabba Nadler's head.
Yep.
Wow, I just absolutely barf every time I see him.
He's disgusting.
You know, he really is.
Not that I'm a handsome prince or anything. I'm not judging in that regard. But, I mean, look at these people. In fact, they're showing a Warren supporter on this YouTube clip, and she looks... like somebody who's got real issues.
They do.
Well, if you ever watch the people that are standing behind them when they're speaking at these rallies that they have, you talk about the bottom, like, one quarter of humanity.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
As far as IQ, it is bad, 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 bad.
Okay,
hey, you know, it's funny. When you see Elizabeth Warren walk out on a stage and start her little waving routine.
Oh.
It reminds me of the scene from Forrest Gump when he sees Lieutenant Dan on the dock and he's on his boat going by and starts waving at him. That's how Elizabeth Warren looked when she walked out on stage.
That voice.
Bad.
Can't take it. David, thank you for the call.
Hey, good one, guys.
See you.
All of a sudden, we have lots of people who are looking to speak with us.
You shamed him.
Well, now I got to ask him to hold. I know that our listeners have very little patience, at least on the, you know, for Dan Morris or for Joey and Jack, they'll wait an hour. They'll wait till the next day to talk to them on the air.
Sometimes they're working.
I just don't have that magic.
You got a lot of nerve, honey.
Well, I hate to delay you folks, but I need to get a word in here for Georgia Floors Direct. It was great to have the guys in from Jeff Mallinson's Merry Band of Floriers, and they're having a remnant event there that's unprecedented. They absorbed the inventory of a Florier going out of business, and there are deals on remnants installed that are literally unprecedented in terms of cost and value. So if you're looking to redo a room with a room remnant, this is the time to get to Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's and shop. They will lead you to what you're going there to look for. They'll get you the wholesale price, in this case, below wholesale, because they gobbled up this inventory at far below cost. And they're going to turn that around and give that advantage to you as a shopper. That's what they do. And then they arrange installation with their folks who are the very best. You can't go wrong. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, and look them up on Facebook.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's and Swiss Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with 3 locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The preceding was greatly overstated.
Joey
Clark, Jack Campbell, the new news reviews at 9. Back to the phones we go on Happy Hour. Rosie, Terry Adams, Greg, and Red Top. We got about a minute for you.
Okay, quickly. God. Let me put a shout out to Prattville Farm Center and Randy Burkhalter. Yeah. He's so calm and collective, and he's got such good information. I called him the other day about my Killer Bee incident.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very helpful. So he's a great sponsor and such a good guy to deal with.
Really is. Got an answer for any question you have.
You're just about right, man. And he's so calm and collective. Lord have mercy, unlike the rest of us out here. You know what I mean? speaking of not calm and collective, my red topness and redheadedness has really been out of control today. I'm so pissed off at these people, I don't know what to do. I done chewed out 2 Democrats already today. I'm ready to chew out anyone who steps in the damn way.
They're unbelievable. Britt Hume, who I'm regaining my respect for, said, as of Wednesday morning when the Ukraine phone call transcript was released, the public knew more about what transpired on the call than the whistleblower knew when he or she filed the complaint.
Which absolutely.
And they've overplayed their hand here again. Because they're not interested in bettering our existence. They're interested in bettering their hold on.
And they're making continuous statements that aren't true. Lester Holt, all these people, all these things they're saying, these absolutes they're stating are so much lies.
Yep.
It's hard to believe. This is beyond nasty, and it's their excuse to do absolutely nothing until the election, because they will get nothing done.
Red Top, I'm tight for time, but your call was...
Thank you.
...was quite full and good. And here is James to wrap up the hour.
Hey, Greg. I just wanted to say that I really appreciate this great show that you have today, and it's helping a lot of us with our anger, and I appreciate the clips and all, and you, Prime Minister Playtime, and Rosie.
Well, the evidence I bring to the table today, I did a lot of research on polling. They are not winning with this. This is killing them, and they're too pig-headed. And thank God to realize it. But if I had to make a prediction now, I predict Trump will slaughter Warren or whatever person the Democratic Party puts up there next year. Has no chance. No chance.
Yes, we really appreciate you bringing the truth and sorting it out for us and letting us listen to it, because it's kind of what we feel, and we like it brought out, and we love it. So thank you so much.
You made my day with the call. Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Love hearing from
you. See you, James.
Do you remember the name of the guy that called? Was it Mike from Tallahassee yesterday about Lewis Long? He called because he just did like $12,000 worth of business with them and wanted to let us know. Yeah, do you remember what time that was?
I don't.
I got to find that on the podcast. That call made my day, and I would just like Jenny Lewis to know that they're making people happy, and they're calling us to share the good news. Now, you don't have to spend that amount of money. I paid about $320 for a self-propelled Toro mower there that works like a charm. I'm a big fan of the Toro product line. I have another mower that I've had for 11 years. I get it serviced every year at Lewis Lawn.
There you go.
But it's not as red as it used to be because of the sun, but it works. It's a great product. You take good care of it, it'll take good care of you. They sell all the great product lines, Echo, X-Mark, Zero Turn Mowers. They now feature tractor-style mowers at Lewis Lawn. They've expanded their showroom. I'm so glad to report all this good news, because these are really nice people, and they would get mad at me if I started, because every time they do something for the community, they don't want me to tell you, because they're not doing it for that reason. They're doing it for the right reason. Please trust me on this. They're just great local folks. So do business with great local folks. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig, open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. Their number is 244-9191. 3:58, Fox News coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic rolling through your afternoon commute, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We don't see a lot of problems for you. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. The 31s don't have any jam-ups, and the boulevard is real crowded this afternoon. Please be careful around the intersections. There's already a crowd between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway and around the Vaughan Road area. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, you got a crowd rolling with you between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, and then Taylor Road is pretty packed up from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open Sundays after church from noon till 6. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the